27 Wildest Days, Day 24. Is it Bear, B-E-A-R, or B-A-R-E? Well, both, of course, but in the phrase bear with me, it's important to know which one is the one you mean. Bear with me, meaning be patient, is not something I would normally say or ask or plead. I do want people to give me their time and attention, but I'm too impatient to ask. I saw a video online last week or sometime. It was filmed by a person who I believe was very brave, very stupid, or very high. As usual, we may never know which state this person was in. But the video was of a big brown bear, B-E-A-R, rocking up to take in the view, consider life and the panorama, yawn, listen carefully with radar-like ears, sit down and then toddle off to join about 20 other bears crossing the wild river below the person taking the video. Bear with me was the perfect title, but hadn't been used by the video poster or their surviving heirs. Bear with me, B-A-R-E, is a great line or title, or some starting point, for a nudist's memoir. I've not checked, but for sure someone has used this. Or it's a kind of lame, puritanical porn site. I like the idea of a puritanical porn site. Knowing humans as I do, though, it would no doubt be depraved. Back to the thing I wanted to say before I said something different. Bear with me, do. And I'll bear with you. We will bear with each other and invite others into the group, and we can start with, my name is Leonard, and I'd like you to bear with me while I bear with you. Leonard is just an example. Bear with me. If not, we pass up this opportunity to embrace each other's otherness, and we can ready ourselves for the consequences. They'll be unbearable.